Oh my God, I'm literally
Hi.
so dumb. That was 100% on me. Because you were like telling me about the movie, and I was like, let me go look up this movie. And then I clicked on Netflix to go see it. Like not to like start the movie or anything, just to, like look at it. And it ended the recording because it like doesn't like it turns off all audio stuff when you open the app. And I was like, oh my God, I was just trying to be part of the conversation.
I know. Don't worry
Oh my
about
God.
it, because it was on Lifetime too. It's not Netflix.
Oh.
But yeah, I just had to tell you that. And
Yeah.
for our listeners, TLDR, Tim Roszon is in a new Lifetime show with Jodie Sweetin. Tim Roszon has nothing to do with Degrassi. He's an instant star, babe. But we still
And the Schitt's
love
Creek,
him.
babe.
And Schitt's
Okay, wait,
Creek,
we can make
babe.
this. Here's the thing, we can make this go full circle, okay? So we have Tommy from Instant Star, who was Mutt on Schitt's Creek, where Stacy Farber was Patrick's ex-girlfriend or ex-fiance Rachel. And now we're back to Degrassi because Stacy Farber is Ellie coming out here like a bat out of hell.
I didn't know that Stacey Farber is in Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, only like one episode, but still she's
Oh.
there. And I like did
I
not even
love
like a
that.
double take. I did like a quad take. I was like, is that? That's not. Is it? There's no way. And I was like, but this is Canadian, so it could be, but there's no way. And then I looked it up and I was like, oh my God, it is Ellie.
It was her. Love that. Okay, so we're all connected
Yes.
now. Okay, so this episode we watched Weird
Weird science.
Science. Weird Science. She blinded me with science. And so yeah,
So what's your
Snake.
overall take on this episode? Like, did you like it?
Overall take, I did like it. Emma was really mean
She
to
was
the
really
snake,
mean.
and I felt bad. And
I
Liberty's a bitch. And she like never grows out of it.
Liberty, yeah, like I love sassy Liberty, but I don't like mean Liberty. And she was like kind of like
She was mean.
threatening, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. What about you? What were your impressions?
I really liked it because I really like the funny Degrassi episodes. Like I know that like the drama is what really packs a punch, but I just like really enjoy the kids being goofy. And much to Spinner's dismay, this was a lot of goof.
It was a lot of good. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Okay, so let's do the B plot first and then the A plot.
Okay, here's the thing. I think the like obviously I think because the cold open and the closing is with Emma and Snake, that like that was meant to be the A plot. But I think they did like a really fantastic job of like splitting the A and the B plot. Like they, that was like a lot of screen time for both parties.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty even.
So
Okay.
we have like, I feel like we have like a B plot.
Wait, what do I have in here? What is this? Oh my God, a piece of chicken. Sorry. I'm so distracted. Because I like don't know what to do with myself on days that I have off. And I can't just sit. I can't just sit.
You can just sit though.
I guess I can. Yeah, I did bring my poof out. I have a floor poof that I can like sit on the floor. Anyway, so okay, then let me rephrase. Which pot did you want to start with? Because we need to start somewhere, girly pop.
We do have to start somewhere. I think we start with Emma.
Okay.
It's like, because it's harder. it's like sadder almost. Like I felt really bad for Snake.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, he's trying his hardest. Like Emma is just like coming at him with daggers.
I know.
On all sides.
That can't be easy to suddenly be in someone's life. And also, like, he knows that there's a unique dynamic because he's her teacher.
Yeah.
You know, but what can you do? You know, you love someone, you love someone.
Yeah. And like, and I think we talked about this in the last episode where, like, we get that it's also, like, particularly hard because it's been Spike and Emma, just the two of them, for so, so long.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they got together and Emma was 4 and this is, like, the only dad she's ever known. Like, she's 12 or 13.
Yeah. Right. Right. And has never had a father figure.
And has never had to share her mom's time.
Yeah.
Which I think is, like, here, this is in no way the same, but my mom was a stay-at-home mom growing up, and when I was in high school, she was, like, basically, like, I'm not, you guys are all old enough, I'm not sitting around the house waiting for you guys, I'm gonna go back to work. And so I was, like, very resentful of her job when she first went back to work, because I was, like, used to just, like, having my mom around, and, like, she was there all the time. Like, I would come from school and she was there, and like on like days off from school she would be there. And so, like, I kind of understand the, like, when it's just like a presence that you're used to relying on and then it's not really there anymore, it sucks. Like, it's just like a little weird.
Yeah.
So I get Emma's, like, I get her, like, that part of it. But, like, yeah. Snake is just, like, objectively so great.
He's the best.
He's so good.
Every episode, he gets better and better. I'm like, how did I think he was so ugly and, like, a creep when I used to watch this? And now, I guess that's adulting. Like, you right? know you're an adult when Snake is the Prince Charming of Degrassi.
Yeah. And, like... And as much as, like, we watch this and, like, we're like, oh my god, Sean, like, but I feel like that comes from a place of, like, nostalgic crushes, where we're like, this guy was it for us when we were, like, 14. Yeah. And now we're like, wait a second, Snake is it, though. Like, if you were to date someone now, you would want them to be Snake.
Yeah, you would. You definitely would. Queenie, come here! She was meowing for me. Maybe she'll lay down on my lap. Queenie! Queenie, I'm tired. I exercised this morning. Queenie! Queenie! Anyway, you know, I think also it's nostalgia for Sean, and also because we know what he's going to end up looking like.
And yeah, and we also know how he ends up being as a character, where it's like, yeah, it's not perfect, but it's like still good. Oh, I heard her. What was I gonna say? Holy shit, I think I'm literally losing my mind. Oh my god, wait, you know what really, like, threw me though is when Snake was like, you can call me Mr. Simpson at school, but when we're at home, like, I would like for you to call me Archie. And I was like, who the fuck is Archie? I've never met an Archie in my life, okay? Your government name is Snake.
What is Archie? Is Archie short for something?
Archibald?
Archibald! Yeah. Oh, I feel silly. Yeah, Archibald's. Archibald Simpson.
Yeah,
Archie.
I do like that he asked that, like, I don't know, like, I, to me, that was like him kind of like extending an olive branch of like, hey, I'm gonna be around and I want us to have a relationship outside of school. Yeah. And she was, and Emma was just like, fuck you, Mr. Simpson.
I know,
she, so,
bitch, she finally turns around towards the end of the episode.
Yeah,
but not until she, not before she lashes out completely.
Yeah. Which, once again, I, like, vaguely appreciate, like, laying out on the table. Okay, so anyway, let's back it up, though. So they have the science fair, and her thing, like her topic, is eating a better breakfast to better academic performance. And Snake was like, cool, that's actually a really interesting topic. Looking forward to what you have to see, what you have to say. And Emma was like, fuck you, if you're gonna get to see my project. Right, that, and then Manny does, like, and then she does. I'll give credit for following the scientific process or whatever it's called. What's it called? You know, the steps where they're like hypothesize and test it or whatever. Anyway, I haven't taken a science class in 10 years. But yeah, so we have that, and then JT does better with the junk food. Spinner does better with the junk food. Manny does better, and other people do better with the healthy food. And she figures out that it's because you, if you eat whatever makes you
Makes you
happiest.
happy,
Yeah.
yeah.
Right. And I think it's funny that, like, with, like, the mind-body connection, like, did people not talk about that in 2001,
Maybe
2002?
not. Maybe that was a little early.
So
She
good for
was one of
Emma. She's really on the cutting
prod.
edge. Yeah.
Yeah, she was one of the first people to say mind body connection
Yeah.
in the
She's basically
world.
an influencer. And then in all of this tension with Snake, she's pissed off that he's going to be one of the judges, and she wins the science fair and thinks that Snake gave it to her because he's Snake
No,
and her
but
mom.
that's only because
Because
Liberty
enter Liberty, ruining Emma's good mood.
ruining everything completely. It's just because she's jealous that she didn't win. And she had a snooze of a project. She was like, day 51, day 52, day 53. And they're like, okay, we're
Literally,
good.
like, just
We're
because,
good.
your experiment works out the way that you want it to, doesn't mean that it's a good project. Liberty, add a little bit of fucking pizzazz to it, a little bit of humanity.
You tell him.
Yeah,
Tell her.
20 years later, let me fucking show you, girl.
Yeah. No,
So yeah,
she
that
was
was
really
really
bothering.
mean.
It was mean.
I was also very put off by her flossing in the school bathroom. I didn't like it at all.
That's such a Liberty thing to do.
It's such a Liberty thing to do, to be 13, 12 or 13, and just, like, flossing in the middle of the day.
Yeah, she would.
Yeah, so after Liberty ruins Emma's day and plants seeds of doubt in her mind, she then has a all a knockdown drag out fight with Mr. Simpson
In public,
in his
right?
classroom. In his classroom while his class was coming in. And, like, to his credit, he was like, we need to talk about this later. And she says
Yeah.
no. And so then
So
she is
inappropriate,
just,
so
yeah.
disrespectful.
Oh wait, but back it up. This all happens that this everyone finds out about Snake and Spike, because
Manny.
Manny, classic text message mistake,
I
okay?
know.
Always double check who you're sending things to.
Literally my
If,
biggest fear, one of my
right,
biggest
if you're gonna
fears.
be talking shit, then make sure that it's going to the person that you want it to
I
go to.
know. Did I ever tell you about the time in high school where so I was a freshman and anonymous person asked me to their junior prom, and I said yes, but I didn't like this person as a romantic, and I texted who I thought I'm sure I thought it was like Missy or someone. And you know how when you're like thinking of a person, so you accidentally type their name in? I typed his name in and I sent the text to him. And I think it was something along the lines was like, he's so weird or like something. It was bad, it was bad. And then I was like, never, oh, don't worry about it. I think he sent back a bunch of question marks. And
Oh.
we still went to We still went to junior prom together. It's
Is
wild.
I guessed in a text message who this
Oh, let me
person
check.
is.
Oh,
No.
no. It was this person. Yeah, I went to his junior prom.
Oh my God, that's a
I
hot,
know.
that's
It's
that
super. That's
that's
for another
juicy.
day. Yeah, that's for
Yeah.
another day. Fire fest.
Well, now people are gonna know. Oh, maybe not.
I mean, no, nobody's gonna know who specifically, but yeah, I went to junior prom with him. And but yes, my point is, you check
You always
before you
check.
send.
You double check and you triple check before you hit send.
Yes, with emails, with text messages, when you're making a phone call, make sure you're calling the right person. You don't want to be butt dialing anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is specifically if you're talking shit. If you're just sending memes, then whatever.
Yeah, but you still check. You still check.
still check. Yeah, that I think I burst into flames. I was like, I knew what was gonna happen before it happened, and it still,
Yeah,
yeah.
wasn't great. Wasn't
Yeah,
great.
and then also Emma was yelling at Snake that he only gave Manny, like, only Manny got in trouble, and he was like, Manny was the one who sent the email, though.
Yeah. Like,
Like,
you
he
can't
brings
get
that
in
up.
trouble for being involved in the message unless Manny was like, Emma cheated on the test, you know?
Yeah.
But she didn't.
So yeah, that's good gracious. So yeah,
Good
and then
gracious.
yeah, and then Snake, once again being an incredibly stand-up guy, was like, actually all of the judges thought that your thing was great. So
Yeah, he was like, dude, I wasn't the
congrats to you
only
for being an
one.
idiot.
Yeah. It's like, I wasn't the only one that judged. Like, there were other judges.
Yeah. And then to Emma's credit, at the end, she does talk with him, and he's like, "Do you want me to break up with your mom?" And she said, "No." And I thought that was like really considerate of her.
Yeah.
And they were both basically like, "Well, the cat's out of the bag. Like, what do we like? We're either gonna have to deal with this, or one of us is gonna like have to make a change." And she was like, "Well, I guess we're gonna deal with it then." And I thought
Yeah.
that was like a good ending.
Yeah, I mean, 'cause she sees that he makes her mom happy.
So happy. Also, one of the things that they were yell that she was yelling at him about was like, I know what you're doing, like that, like the new boyfriend wants to like win over the girl, like win over the girlfriend by like making friends with her kids. And I just like, does Emma forget that Snake and Spike have been friends since they were 11?
School.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Like,
Maybe
this
she
is
wasn't.
like their relationship precedes Emma by 15 years.
Yeah, at
Like,
least.
yeah. So, no offense, Emma, but you're not that special.
I know. Well, she thinks she is.
I know.
She thinks her shit doesn't stink,
Yeah.
as they say.
Okay, and so my one question for you.
Yep.
When did Emma and Spinner become good enough friends that she felt comfortable enough asking him to participate in her science fair project? B, he would say yes, and C, that she would want to go over the results with him. Like,
I don't
do
think
we
they're
think a lot of
friends.
relationships were like forged during the terrible party of the season finale of season one?
No, I don't think they're friends. I think Emma is just like, I need a wide variety of test subjects, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my hot take on the Emma and Snake plot.
All right.
Do you have
Love
anything
it.
to add? Do we like it?
No, we liked it. I
Okay.
like it.
I do have a note in here that says Emma is old beyond her years. I said not wise, I said old, because the next
Old.
comment is she always looks like a put upon soccer mom.
Yeah, she always has bags under her eyes and and she just needs some sleep. She
Yeah.
needs sleep. But yeah. Okay, I think we adequately discussed the Snake Emma situation. Next up, Boner Gate.
Watergate, 2002.
Boner Gate. 2002. Well, 2001. 2002? Oh, I don't know. In my
I think
head, you
it's
said 2022, but you said 2002. You're good.
2002,
No,
right?
you're good. You're good.
Okay.
Okay. I'll be honest, I wasn't paying too much attention to that one. So do you want to
I
tell me
can,
about
yeah. So
it?
here, this plot line with Jimmy caressing Ellie's hand and saying that he really thinks that they would have such a good time going out if she just gave him her number. And she was like, "Well, Ashley's now my closest friend at this school, and you guys had a really weird ass breakup, so see you never, Jimmy." And he was like pissed about it. Right.
Okay.
Right. So that's how we open. And I'm
Okay.
like, okay. Yes, Ellie. No, Jimmy. And he's like whining about this to Spinner. And he's like, Spin, let's go. We have to go to class. And Spinner goes, no, I'm in the red zone.
Yes. I
And so
remember
we
that
then
vividly.
learn that Spinner has just been like at full mast for days, and he blames it on Emma's healthy breakfast food. And Jimmy, being a man of logic, is like, that is not how that works at all. And then Spinner,
No.
it's literally not. And then Spinner is like, hey, it might suck that I just like have a boner all the time, but look at this, all the girls are obsessed with me. And Jimmy's like, my guy, once again, have you heard of hormones? And he's like, no, it's organic food. And so this just goes back and forth a lot. And he ends up asking Ellie out, which like kind of I kind of stan. I don't know where you stand on that. I don't think it goes anywhere.
No, I wish it did. That'd be fun.
Right, they were like standing there together and I thought they looked really cute. So I was like, I can get behind that. So yeah, so this whole plot is just basically a back and forth between Jimmy and Spinner being like, did you like this is just how bodies work, and he's like, no, this is how organic food works, and that's basically it.
Yeah.
But then this all like Lunch Lady Sheila is back, which I think is an important note.
Yes,
And then
favorite
Spinner
part.
blew him a kiss, blew her a kiss in the lunchroom, which I thought was really fucking weird.
It was weird.
Right? So then all of this culminates in Miss Kwan's English class, which for some reason they I are they like doing improv? Like what's going on here?
Okay, we need to talk about that. We need to talk about that. I didn't love that. That was weird. They're
It,
doing scene,
yeah.
but the scene begins as a sexual scene.
Yes. So
What's
that was my
wrong with
thing. It was
this?
like, why are they like, it'd be one thing, like it'd be one thing if they were like doing Shakespeare, 'cause that's cool. That's fine. I support that because like sometimes, especially with like Shakespeare, it makes the language a little easier to understand if you're like doing it. But
Yeah.
for Miss Kwan to just be like, hey, let's have a scene, who has an idea? Like,
They're like,
and then for
oh.
her to be absolutely like, Jimmy was like, let me take the most standard porn trope that's ever existed and throw it out there for
Yeah,
my grade nine
truly.
English class. And then Miss Kwan was like, this is cool. Let's keep
Yeah.
going.
She's like, great idea, Jimmy.
Yeah. And then like Paige was like, yeah, let me get on board with this too. Let me rub my body up against Spinner. Let me touch his face and his neck and his chest and hope that this works out in my favor. Like what the
So
like
insane.
the number of bad decisions that occurred in that one scene, like
Yeah.
from top to bottom. Also,
Agreed.
Miss Kwan, once again, in her mission to make Spinner literally kill himself, like I really have, like it's honestly like she has some like sick enjoyment in humiliating him.
Yeah.
If she, here's the thing is like if she stood next to him close enough to spin him around like that, you saw what was going on. You know what
Right.
I mean?
Yeah, no,
Like
yeah.
she had to have seen,
Brain.
yeah, she had to have seen the spinner boner situation, the sponer situation, if you will, and
Spawner.
the sponer, and she was just like, yeah, okay, let me show this off to the class. What?
It's
It's just
yeah,
like it's
she's
so mean. Like I
It
also
is.
like when he turned around like that, the way that she was just like sitting with the rest of the class, she was like, you need to continue the scene, Gavin. Stop, like clearly there's something going on here. Like I don't get it. I just
Yeah.
she gives me I
If
don't know
you're
what.
nice, if you're a decent human and you recognize that a student has a boner, you don't force the boner to show
Right.
in. Oh, I remind me to cut all that out.
Oh,
Or
yeah.
I could beep or I could beep out names. I really
Whatever is
don't think
easier for
anybody's
you.
listening.
Well, I just like don't want, just in case. I just don't want anyone to be to feel defamed. Anyway, but then Miss Kwan spins him around with his sweatpants and his like pretty noticeable dick.
Wait, what? Oh, wait.
Where I'm cu cutting back now to Miss
Now we're
Kwan.
going back to Spinner.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
And then everyone's laughing at him, and I felt really bad. And then he runs away, and then Paige goes, "That's why we don't wear track pants." And I was like, "Ma'am, shut up."
Know. Like, what does she know about track pants?
Also, like in 2022, the track pants are it, okay? On a number of
Everybody
different
wears
levels.
track pants now.
Yes.
And I don't see them having problems with their boners.
Yeah. But
Maybe they
then
are.
lunch lady Sheila comes and saves the day and reminds
Yes.
both Spinner and Jimmy that it's okay to have uncontrollable boners in eighth grade, ninth grade.
Perfectly normal.
It's totally fine.
Yeah.
Sucks, but you know what? You'll get that under control eventually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we did it.
I think we did it. And I'm so cozy. It's raining outside. Queenie's on my lap. The lights are off. I'm showered. What a life. Veterans
I'm
Day.
none, I'm literally none of those things.
Oh, can you relax later?
Yeah, I'm in gym clothes. I think I'm gonna go to the gym after this.
Oh, nice.
I need to get some endorphins in my body.
I feel that. I got those this morning.
Yeah. I was gonna say, oh, so what is your, I think we can agree on what the lesson is for this episode. 'Cause we said it before.
What is it?
you know, maybe double check who you're gonna send things
Oh,
to.
yes, always double
Always check
triple
your
check.
recipients.
Yes, I
I like I
agree.
can't believe I didn't think of that before because I like have it blank. I'm like, I don't know what today's lesson is. Maybe it's twofold. Always check your recipients and like don't ostracize people with boners. Well, a little. Don't make fun of spinners with boners.
Don't make fun of spinners with boners. I like that. That's a good lesson.
Thank you. Do you have
I'm
a
looking up.
quote that stuck out?
I'm looking up. I didn't write any. I'm looking up to see if there's any that stuck out to me. Do you have one to go?
I
Ready
do
to
have one.
go?
Oh, where did it go? So mine was, all I need is to get back to my chemical enriched metabolism, and I'm back to my old self. Spinner Mason, 2002.
Love it. Yep, accurate. Okay, let me see. Oh, I just love the whole interaction when Spinner has the boner and is sitting down. Jimmy's like, "Come on, let's go." Spinner, I can't, man. My back, it's wooden.
Yeah.
Sorry, my ears weren't plugged this morning. Sorry. I have a
No,
boner. I
I
have a boner. Oh. Yeah, that whole thing. But the my bat, it's wooden.
that,
I
yeah,
love
it's
that.
so funny to
Yeah.
me.
So good. A character?
My favorite character of the episode, it's a guest star, I would say. Spinner's boner.
Okay. Mine is Snake.
Oh, yes. Yes.
He is just such a good man
Yes. So
and
much.
does all the right things until he doesn't. Season six.
Don't remember
Like,
that part, so I'm pretending it doesn't exist.
you don't remember? Oh, it's burned into my memory. Oh, Queenie didn't like me screaming that. Sorry, Queenie. Okay, then I won't remind you. You will just be surprised in
And
a
I'll
couple of
probably
years.
cry the
Yeah.
whole year.
I think I cried because it's such a bittersweet moment, too. I won't even
All
say.
I remember from season six is Sean coming back to Degrassi with the long hair and me being absolutely shooketh to the core about that. And Sean and Peter being fucking bitchy.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all I remember from this. Oh, isn't Jesse in that season?
I'm trying to see what season it's actually from. Let me see. Bitter's pain. Oh, yeah. Okay, I guess it's season five. Yeah, season five, Lexicon of Love. Don't
It's
even
what?
look at it.
I'm not
It's
gonna look it
called
up.
the episode is I won't even say.
Okay.
Okay.
So wait. Do we think, did we talk about are the timeline Spike and Snake? Like, do we think, because like, because at the
What?
beginning of this season, they were like very cozy at that barbecue. Okay, but if we
I think they've
recall,
been hooking up. I think
because
they've been
like,
hooking
yeah,
up.
because they were also like, you remember season episode one, they were like also very cozy at the reunion. So do we think that that's where it started and they had just been like keeping it from Emma and therefore it was not a plot point?
Yeah, I think they've been sneaking it. I think she's been probably going to his apartment.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like, based on how the timeline for Snake and Spike, based on the timeline for this season,
Yeah.
I can't imagine that they would have
Yeah.
only gotten together like over the summer. Like, that's a quick.
No, I think it's been happening for at least a year.
Okay. That's I'm gonna you know what?
And it's been
I
happening all of the
absolutely,
first season.
yeah, I support each other's sneaky links for all of season one.
Yeah.
The sneakiest links.
Because Spike isn't gonna introduce, well, isn't gonna like permanently introduce him until she knows that it's legit.
Yeah.
And same with him because he's like, I'm her teacher. Like,
I'm her
of
teacher,
course,
and like,
yeah.
and they're gonna, he's gonna be her teacher theoretically for like for the next couple of years because he's the only media immersion teacher.
Yeah.
So,
Right.
yeah,
Okay.
okay. So I'm
So.
starting this conspiracy theory that they are sneaky links.
Okay, I support that. All right, so next episode, we are watching season 2, episode 6, and I have it up if we want to hear the plot.
Yes, go for it.
Okay, I don't
Tell
know. I'm waiting. Listeners, tell me. I
me right
want
now.
to hear the plot. Okay, so the episode is called Drive. Which is another great 80s song. Do you know that one? It's
I
by,
don't think I do.
I think it's the Cars. Who's gonna
Okay.
take me home when you're, it's like a slow song.
I didn't know
Nothing's
that.
wrong. I don't
I think I didn't know
belong.
that that was what that song was called, I think is the issue.
Do 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 do. Who's gonna take you home tonight? That's Drive.
I
Yeah.
didn't know that. I'm gonna be
Am I
completely candid with
making
you.
that up? Wait, let me see. Drive. 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 I'm on Degrassi Wiki. They should tell me at the bottom, like, what it's named after, I assume.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah, I believe it's that song. It doesn't matter because okay, so Drive. Craig
This
willfully, what?
episode raised my blood pressure so much.
I know.
Anyway,
It's kind
continue.
of the start of spoiler alert, bipolar Craig. Yeah. Sorry, listeners. Craig willfully, should I beat that out?
Oh,
No,
no. I
I'm not
really
beating it.
don't.
Okay. Craig willfully misunderstands Joey's request for help and takes his friends on a joyride while Joey is away. Ashley is glad she has made friends with Ellie and considers getting her own belly button pierced to impress her. Great episode.
It was really good. Except for all of the anxiety.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I will.
Yeah. Also, if we, you can cut this out too if you want, but because we know what
Yeah.
Craig's character trajectory is, I was watching this and I was like, this is Manic Craig. Like, I,
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
right, you're like watching it and you're like, the warning signs were there.
Absolutely, it was there. It was there as early as that first episode he was in.
All right.
All right, I'm so exhausted and cozy.
I need to go to the gym or I'm never gonna go. So
Go, go, go,
I'm
go.
looking forward to being cozy. I don't wanna be
Yes,
in
be
gym clothes
cozy.
anymore. I need like sweatpants.
That's me right now.
Yeah. All right, homie.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. TTYL.
Bye.
Bye.